It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Matterstrider, Dig D. Bartolo. This is episode 2030, recorded Thursday, March 6th, 2025. Glowing String Theory. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity heads to Toy Fair, so we should have some fun there. I have a brand new theme for the Crappy Corner, and we get to find out what the heck it was, and we get to take a look at the new What the Heck Is It? All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, our main audio tester, Dig D. Bartolo. That's right, he listens to everything. How you doing, Diggy D?
When it's available, I listen to it. Yes.
You go, I can hear the speech in this room. I cannot hear the stream. Yeah, that's what's going on. We've been having some audio issues, all sorts of tech issues this week. I think the moon phase is an alpha retrograde to cause tech issues.
Wow. For the streamer. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
But we have cleared them up. Everything is a go.
So, you know what else is a go? Still, week two, your internet, right? This Fios.
Yes.
Still,
yeah. Well, you know
great.
What? I was so jealous because Mo, you know, got the 2 gigabytes, and you looked up a little thing on the web on Amazon, and I instantly bought it. And I would have gotten one from Anchor, but I checked in. I must have it the next day.
Yeah.
And it was like 10 at night, and this came up as we'll be there tomorrow. So
great.
I got it. And yes, I found out that my computer has USB-C 3.0. And so I bought this gadget.
And
it's weird. Yeah, yeah. I'll show you the file. It was my download went down a little. All right. So the number 7 at the bottom of the screen in purple is Fios with nothing. The 6 above it is Fios right before I put this little gadget in. And then the 6 at the top, purple.
What?
See, my down went down, but I gained a lot of up.
Wait,
like 50%.
Wait, what? You lost everything you lost from the down went to the up somehow.
Yes.
That makes no sense. Somehow you got the up capabilities, but not the down capabilities in this.
You know, and then next to it is 2 different days doing the test again. And one of them, I'm back to down of 1189. I mean, that's the highest down I ever had.
Yeah.
And the up stayed up. But, you know, I Googled why are speed tests so varying on Fios, and AI said Fios is also affected by traffic and can vary widely during the day.
Oh.
So I did not realize. I thought it was just always the same all the time.
I kind of thought that too. I was thinking that with fiber, you don't get much congestion.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also wonder if, like, maybe, I mean, I would guess that the speed test servers don't start maxing out anytime at any data rate that you're going to hit. I don't know. That's
weird.
Well,
I mean, the thing is, it really doesn't matter. When you consider that I was getting 11 up at my best and now can get almost 1,500 up.
You're sitting there biting your nails over,
yes!
Man, do I need 900 up or 1,400 up? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. You really do start running into bottlenecks that any data, you just don't need, like, the servers won't take it in that fast, you know? Like, Google will not upload that quick, you know? That
exactly.
type of thing.
So, anyway, so I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled.
That's great. That's
and
great.
Now I don't feel bad that I bought 2 gigabyte and couldn't use it. Now I'm getting a gig and a half.
Yeah.
And that's
hey,
good
and
enough.
Whenever you have to upload something, you can. I mean, I guess that really puts it into perspective that the amount of time it would take to plug in the thing and switch over to Ethernet or switch your thing. Those seconds a video would be uploaded just on 800 gigabits or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So
that's great.
It was fun. It was fun.
Okie dokie. Well, hey, it looks like you also sent over a little.
Yeah, you know, I thought it's sort of fun is you'll see what sort of everyday Toy Fair is and then what Mattel is. Okay, uh-huh. So let's take a little walk around look.
So Toy Fair is 3 levels, and actually it's not as well marked as CES. Well, no, actually it's probably better, because at least
as I turned around, I saw its own banner.
But kind of the fun thing is to just roam around and find stuff. And there are just aisles and aisles of stuff beyond infinity. Oh, this is pretty amazing stuff. So Toy Fair didn't happen for like 3 years. COVID hit the first time. Second year, COVID was still strong. They just passed on it. Then the third year, they just announced out of the blue it was moving to New Orleans. But evidently they didn't tell the manufacturers. And then about 2 hours after that press release, there was another press release. Sorry, we're not going to New Orleans. We're putting it off till next year.
We lost all our
and
clients.
And going back to the Javits. And that's where we are, at the Javits Center. Just miles and miles of toys and stuff.
And then up in the River Pavilion is Mattel.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's intimidating, isn't it?
They took over the whole other area?
They had that whole area on the first press day. They had security guards at East Escalator. And you need a press pass to go there to get a Mattel press pass.
Golly,
then you cannot roam around on your own. Every person must be with a Mattel person.
It's like a monolith.
I don't go anymore.
I mean, it really feels like, you know, in the Barbie movie, how there was like the Mattel boardroom and there.
Yes,
you know,
yes, yes.
We're big Mattel. Like, that's really what it feels like.
That's exactly. When I went up there, I thought, you know what? I've passed going here for 3 years. I'm passing again. And yeah. I met a buddy of mine. I said, he said, I was up at Mattel. I said, did they march you around with a spokesperson? He said, yes. And I took some pictures, and the spokesperson said, I wouldn't be snapping so many photos as you walk around.
What?
Yes.
Is this not a press thing? Are you not supposed to take photos? Excuse me?
Well, you know what? I used to go there.
That's
and
ridiculous.
I would say, can I videotape this? And she says, well, for what? And I'll say, for this. And she'll say, wait, let me ask a supervisor. So it's easy. First of all, they don't need the publicity from me.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So anyway. It's more fun right. just to find niche things around.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. I was actually seeing quite a bit from Toy Fair on my socials. And around and looking at some stuff. So I'm really curious to see what you found.
So let's take this is one of the most interesting. It's not coming out till the fall, but it's unique. Here we are.
I'm at Zip Strain. A lot of hype about this, okay?
I think that's okay.
Am I doing something wrong?
Dick, you're doing everything wrong.
Everything wrong. An honest person, everything wrong. Austin is going to tell us or show us how to do it right.
Now I will show you. So this is ZipString. You may have seen it on Shark Tank Live with Kelly and Mark. We just shipped our millionth unit. It takes a loop of string and makes it float in the air. It follows all of your movements. What's so fun is kids and adults around the world come up with different tricks, like the step through, the bow and arrow, the spray can, the swirl, the silly coaster, and on and on and on. You can take out the string, put a long one in, short one in, different colors. There's even a glow-in-the-dark version.
Oh my gosh, what does that sell for?
This sells between $19.99 and $24.99.
And rechargeable or AA's?
Rechargeable, you just plug it in, USB-C.
Couldn't get any better. That was a great deal. That was better than I did.
All right, so Austin's going to show us some trick stuff. We're doing it with black light, right? That's a regular string, but black
light? This is a regular string with black light, but this string is actually it's special. This string is half green, half pink.
Oh, okay.
So it looks, has this crazy kind of psychedelic effect. But Dick, not everyone has black light, a tent. Right?
So what are they going to do?
Well, let me show you. That's why we invented ZipString Luma. ZipString Luma has a light that charges a string as it passes through the device. Come here, let me show you. All right, can you see the string? 3, 2, 1. Now it glows on its own with no exterior black light. Is that crazy or what?
Oh, excellent.
What's that?
Excellent. Now, is the string set to a specific size? Okay, so
you can take off a string and put a longer glow string on.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's that going to sell for?
$30.
$30.
Comes with 5 strings, a short, medium, long, and 2 glow strings, a short and medium, and then same USB-C rechargeable.
And out now?
It's out right now.
Okay. ZipString Luma.
Luma.
Amazing.
That is cool. I like that. I think that's a fun little...
That is really neat, and it started on Shark Tank, and as he said, they announced they sold 1 million of the regular units recently, I guess in time for Toy Fair, and now Luma's coming out, and that's what that guy looks like.
Interesting.
It looks like great fun. Yeah, and it comes with 5 different size cables in different colors.
The first thing I would do is shoot this at my friends. Like, I would just, you know, it's like silly string. You know, that's my
yes,
first
no,
thought.
You, yes, yes, you're right. He says that one of the tricks they do is a spray can.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
It's kind
I liked the black light integration. I think that's really
That's a
cool.
great idea. That's a great idea to have the black light built in.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Someone said there's some kid in Jersey's going to start using it, and people will start reporting aliens of seeing.
it's a tractor beam. It's coming in.
Yes, yes.
I like that. I did go a little out of order. You want to go back to?
Yeah. So the first one is the one that is not going to be available till fall, and a concept unlike anything I've seen. So let's take a peek at loops.
Hey, guess what I'm holding? A loop. And you know what this does? I have no idea, but Eel is going to tell us what to do with this.
So this is a figurine, a collectible figurine, that if you want to play with it, you can use a platform, which is a stage. And when you land it on the platform, well, you're going to find out.
I'm going on center stage.
Okay.
Oh, I... Oh, can I take more?
Yeah, please.
All right, so each one makes different music?
Yes, a singer will sing, a drummer will drum, a guitarist will play guitar.
Oh, help. Another drummer?
Yeah, so this will be the bass player of this band. So maybe you want to try it.
You know what? I'm copywriting this right now because this is a hit. This is musical gold.
Okay, so tell me, so the object of the game, there's no game.
No, it's like an experience.
Yeah, an experience.
It's a creation experience.
Okay,
so
okay.
Each loop can play its initial tune, but also more intensive tune.
Okay.
All you need to do is to tap it or to slide it, and you start getting a volume up.
Oh my goodness.
You're kind of the DJ. You can decide what they're going to play, who's going to play when. That's one band, but you can also try another band. Mix
okay.
it together.
Oh, I heard that. Now, can I tap this twice?
Yeah.
I think I picked one without an instrument.
Oh, okay.
It has a very high bell.
Okay, so how, you know, can we lower the?
It's like a dog bell. It's so
about the selling them and when they're available.
Okay.
Okay, so are these out now?
These will be e-coms around the end of Q3.
Okay.
And
in the
specialty
fall, around
yeah,
the fall.
And the specialty stores in Q4.
Okay, and they'll be sold one at a time like that?
No, they'll be sold as bands. We have a Kickstarter kit.
Oh, okay.
That's one band and the stage for $119.
For $119, okay.
Yeah.
Now, the stage is big. How is it fitting here?
No, it won't fit there. It has its own box.
So it has its own box.
Yeah.
Okay. So $119, you'll get the figures and the stage?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
One band, you can choose whoever you want, and afterwards you can add more bands if you like.
Okay.
Or
and
if you want to make a mix.
Right. So to get the music out, we're hooking us up.
To an app.
To an app.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And it connects to an app and then to
whatever
speaker you want or from the smart device itself, but you'd need the smart device.
Okay. I like this a lot. And they're always sold in groups as a band.
For now, yes.
For now.
In the future, we're going to... Near future, we're going to sell them also as solos.
Okay, okay. That's really great, okay? It's called Hoops?
No, it's called Loops.
Oh, Loops.
This is not supposed to be here.
Okay. It's called Loops. Okay. It's great because people call me Loopy, but it has nothing to do with that. I'm not quite sure why.
I like this. I like it.
It's
wish there was less money, but I think that it's a great way to teach young kids kind of like what a band is, how to layer music, you know, what the beat is, and then being able to actually play with it and get that feedback. I like
yeah.
that.
And since there's an app, I'm sure you can record your stuff through the app. I didn't ask him specifically, but if you're using your tablet or your phone, certainly you can hit record.
Yeah,
I think it's a fun thing to do.
Even if they don't have something in the app, you could always, I assume, screen record and turn on.
Yeah.
You know, the audio that is coming out of your device, record that. I like it.
Yeah, so he said Kickstarter in the fall, and you'll get, looks like five in a band and the stage, the electronic stage for $119.
I like it. I would totally choose the 8-bit band. Beep, 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 beep. You have a little synthesizer.
Yeah.
That would be my band. And then I'd have to match it with the Funksters.
Oh, yes.
You would choose the disco song.
Yes,
Sonic.
Sir.
Oh,
yes,
my
sir.
Gosh.
Yes, sir.
I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. Okay, gadgets.
Okay, so even though I'm going to have more next week, I'm ending this segment with my favorite booth of all every year, Folkmanis Puppets.
Toy Fair to us means pretty much one thing, Folkmon is puppets. And Stephanie is here. We're going, oh, who is that?
Oh, hi, I'm the wise owl. Eyebrows. This guy's a bit of a wise guy. This is one of our new puppets.
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, well, you're pretty sweet too.
And the owl's name?
This is the wise owl.
The
wise
owl.
And our little wise guy.
Okay, he's very cute.
And
do you bite?
A little bit.
No, a little nibble.
Not really.
We also have new for this year our poodle moth right here, which you might recognize from online. This is a bit of a viral star right now.
The poodle moth, okay.
Really?
I've missed that viral.
Me too. Yeah. Me too.
I think I'm afraid of that. are you soft? Okay. What else do we...
This is our pterodactyl.
I'm very shy.
Oh, my God.
So shy, it went extinct.
A shy pterodactyl.
It loves visitors.
Oh, wow. You're not scary at all.
No. I know, but people think I am, but I'm really not. I'm very friendly.
And you, do you happen to know what he will sell for?
I believe his price range is around $50.
Oh, that is. Wow, for something that old, that's wonderful.
It's amazing. History in your play box.
I think it's super. And we have little... Oh,
we've got a lot of new puppets this year.
Oh.
We have the blue-footed booby.
Oh, how nice.
Hi. How's it going over there?
Going well.
Oh, excellent.
And a blue morpho butterfly.
Oh, wow.
And a luna moth.
A luna moth.
Beautiful.
Okay.
They're very shy. It's nice they're all coming out.
Wow, this is great. This is... Oh, what? We're going all over the place here. Who is this?
Whoa! That's like a naked cat.
Yes, that's what I said, a naked cat, but I forgot the what Sphinx. They...
The Sphinx.
Oh, that's it. Yes.
Yeah. You are very...
So that's
50.
Nude.
Nude.
That's great.
You got to cover up, kitty.
One more here. Oh, one tiny... Oh,
this guy's a little shy. This is our pink fairy armadillo.
Oh, my gosh.
How very cute.
He's got a cannon, cute little butt. I'm sorry. Very shy.
And a rabbit.
I love the rabbit.
The lettuce prop.
Very soft, and I love to eat lettuce. Excuse me.
I think they took that right off the booth.
Does it come with lettuce?
No.
Right.
I keep it by my side when I'm here at the toy fair.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, is that a horny toad?
Lizard.
Yes, look at that.
How's it going?
And he's got a very waggly tail.
Those are from Texas.
I love that. Oh, he's not. He looks like his skin would be terribly hard, but it's not.
No, I'm soft and cuddly like all folk Mia's puppets, even though I'm a lizard.
Wow.
This guy's one of my favorites.
Whoa, that is terrifying.
People who are spider lovers. He is especially
fuzzy. Are there people
fuzzy.
Who are spider lovers?
Well, not everybody, but some of us love cute little fuzzy spiders. They make great pets.
That is amazing.
Great crow.
Yeah, I like the beak.
Hi!
Oh my god.
I like shiny things. Tell everybody I'm here.
I can hear. Well, this is amazing stuff, and if you want more info, they're at folkmonas.com. Some really fun stuff. I love coming by here every year.
I see why. That is just awesome. That is just so fun.
Yeah, and this year they said, I think they introduced more new puppets than they ever had before.
They can bring in new ones out. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's the bookworm.
That is so funny.
And the prices are very reasonable. That pterodactyl, I think, was $50.
Oh, my God. Do they have a new here shop puppets?
Yeah.
Newest puppets.
Newest puppet. Yeah, newest.
That's what I need. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. An axolotl. Okay, we're going to open up a few tabs here. Okay. Did it open? There you go.
And it'll tell you how much he is.
Yeah. Okay, we got to check that one out. Oh my gosh. Wow. A horseshoe crab. Oh my, I'm looking for the that horny toad. There he is. That little axolotl. Only $15. Only $15. The Sphinx, $36.
Yeah.
Was that the pterodactyl? No, that's a little bat. Let's see. Can we find the pterodactyl? Did I pass it already?
You know what? I couldn't find him. I think he's not up there yet.
And good luck spelling pterodactyl in the search box.
That's the problem.
Not gonna happen.
Yes, that's exactly the problem. I didn't even know how to start spelling it, so
there's a Y in there somewhere.
The internet would correct it for me. Yeah.
Pterodactyl. There we go. Thank you.
Oh my God. I never would have done it.
I did voice detection here.
Oh, okay. That was good. Yeah. Now you got it.
Well, as a dyslexic, you find your ways. Yeah, I know that I don't have pterodactyl on the...
Oh, it's not up yet.
No.
Okay.
No. I actually didn't realize it started with a P.
Neither did I.
Did I? What on earth? How dumb are we? What on earth? Pterodactyl. The P is silent.
It really is. Wow.
English is a mean mistress. I don't know what to say. Okay, cool. So, Folkmontis again, amazing. We love it. I've said so much over the years about Folkmontis. That's cool. It's great for learning. It's great for, I mean, I can't imagine a wildlife gift shop not having Folkmontis puppets in it, because like they're the most accurate and perfect ones.
Yeah, you know, just for laughs, I put in my zip code and it said that Barnes and Noble carries many of their tiny puppets.
Yeah, that's great.
Their little finger puppets, which are down around $10 and so. So
it's great. Let's move to something that's not so great.
Oh, no, we have to guess what it is.
It's
Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. The corner is here, and the poll is up. So I looked at last month's poll, because we like to ask our patrons.
Okay, yeah.
We had two really good suggestions. One of magic gadgets, because I used to work for a magician. If maybe we could find some trickery or magic, so that was one category.
Okay, that's possible.
And the next was from my mother, who remembered our conversation about bargain bin stores and suggested a bin store. So that was on the list.
That's also good.
And then I threw in there dual purpose gadgets. So any type of gadget that has more than one function, or they could be claimed as like a 7-in-1, 5-in, you know, it needs to have more than just one thing. So dual purpose gadgets.
Boy, I'm going to go with bargain bin, I think.
Bargain bin. Okay. I was shocked by the results.
Oh, no. It must be magic.
I was shocked by the results. There is a winner with 50% of the vote. Remember, there's three. So one getting 50 is pretty good. Dual purpose gadgets ran away with it. Bargain bin was last.
God.
I couldn't believe it either, Dickie D. So dual purpose gadgets is the patron spoke. This is what this is all about. So they were in agreement. So I have my gadget.
Patron saints have spoken.
The patron saints have deemed it. So I recorded a video earlier. So let's.
Hey, Diggy D. Okay. So, as you know, it is Dual Purpose Gadget Month, and here is our gadget. It is an alligator. Well, it's kind of styled like an alligator, but it has a brush on this side, a little, I guess, pipe cleaner on this side, some rubber teeth, and even this, like, pad on the bottom. So this isn't just 2-in-1. This is actually 4-in-1. Well, what is it useful for? And kind of take a look at the Amazon page here. It is also, check out the price, $10. But this is what you use it for. Bottles, bottle caps, this specific rim around a lot of these reusable bottles. So I have a few here just to kind of take a look at it. And so, yeah, you take this, squirt your soap just right in here, and then the teeth can really get around the gap there. You know, I think that that works pretty well. I like the amount of grip that it has. I feel like that would really scrub. And then if you need a little bit more, you got a little brush. On this type of cap, some difficult areas, maybe that little mouthpiece specifically, so you could kind of brush that. Or flip it around, and now you have a, you know, Q-tip style sort of cleaning option. So you can see that this type of gadget could really help you get into some areas that are more difficult without it. So this, I wanted to try these two different ones because as you can see, this one's the Stanley here is a bit thicker than, this is Owala brand. So let's try out the Stanley. Yeah, still works. It's a bit more difficult, but honestly, not that bad. Not bad at all. Maybe it's gonna give it a tougher scrub. But yeah, overall, ooh, good thing that wasn't filled with anything. We're checking out the behind-the-scenes code here. We're hacking into Amazon. all in all, I've actually used this a few times. I really like it. It stays near the sink for cleaning all of these reusable things that I have. So honestly, not that crappy of a corner. Also, I must say that this was given to me by Santa in my stocking. So I gotta love it for that reason. Back to you guys.
There you go. Little alligator. And I don't know how I've had this thing in my house since Christmas, and I didn't realize that actually the teeth open up in a way. This is like a big... See how the plastic can bend? So it actually opens up a lot more than I realized until right after we were filming that. I was like, huh, how did that open up so much? And then I realized, oh, it's designed. Oh, I just broke it! It's designed to do that. I think I may have actually just broke it.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, I think you did.
I think I did. I think I just snapped the plastic right there. Wah, wah.
I used mine this afternoon. I had done something like this a while back, and I had to clean my drain, and I used a brush on that.
Yeah. Here's the here's one option that I found, a different option that was actually less expensive.
And you get three of them.
And you get three. Yeah, you get three. So yeah, I like it. And I just like this, you know, I used it. And especially on these reusable ones where some of them, you actually put your lip up to that thread. So yeah, get in there.
They're great.
Yeah,
they're great.
Yeah, because I don't quite trust the dishwasher, especially with those caps. I put it away. But they have so many surfaces. I have a dishwasher, so you know I could stick it in there. But it can sometimes, if it's tilted the wrong way, it'll pool up with water in one side. Yep. So you gotta like make sure you maneuver it just so it's right. So hand washing is honestly what I do with the caps mostly. So yeah, there you go. That's the gadget. So dual purpose gadgets shall be the theme for the next month. Thank you, patrons.
Excellent, excellent.
Thank you. With that, let's head to the warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in this gadget warehouse.
Okay, our email is from Mo, who says he has a new old gadget, and it's kind of a fun gadget that someone in his family gave him, but here's the whole story.
Hey guys, love the show. Please keep up the great work. I got a really cool gadget that I just received from one of my family members. Awesome. She told
video
me
in a bag.
Do whatever I want with it.
Love
this
the name.
Is the VBP 2000 AudioVox mini display VHS portable player.
Love it.
According to the instructions, it came out, or actually the instructions are dated 2001. And as you can read, video in a bag system with 5-inch LCD monitor and video cassette player.
Is it bad so that I thought 2001? That wasn't that long ago. Pounds. Yeah, it was.
Comes with a 12-volt car power adapter and a plug-in adapter for your
phone.
The idea is you use this to bring to your car, and I think I put it upside down. Play your favorite VHS movie.
Oh, a full size.
You set this in the center console, mostly for the people behind.
Yeah, so be watching. I can this see this being driving. So popular in a minivan.
You each get
oh
an audio
gosh.
Jack. There's an audio jack there. Headphone jack, power.
They really should Ford, put the monitor on the other side, so it'd be further away in the
jack.
TV.
And you can actually on the, in the, input
on the
like
floor.
Video games that came with RCA. Top of my head.
Yeah.
Super Nintendo, I think, had RCA connections.
Super Nintendo.
It has a monitor port. I don't know what that is for.
Sega.
But I'm looking for the
Nintendo 64.
Plug, and I'm going to plug in my power. Let's see if this thing still works. It does have external speakers here.
Uh-huh.
And here.
Wow.
I plugged in an audio connection to mute the sound for copyright reasons. I literally look for a long time for my audio jacks, my
contrast.
Headphones that usually fit in here to make sure that it's working. I've already tested it. It works. But I couldn't find any. So I've done away with a lot of my physical plug-in audio headphones.
Yeah.
And now we can enjoy this VHS movie with this portable player
rich,
from
deep
2001.
Wax.
This is how it looks without the bag. You kind of let me pause the movie. And sort of, this is the way it actually looks.
That is cool, though.
As you can see. 2001 portable media player for your car. Awesome.
Wow.
And what an excellent... I don't even know what kind of resolution this would be.
Yeah.
Terrible.
That was a look at my...
Terrible resolution.
Oldie but goodie.
I love
VHS
it.
Player. Thank you to my relative who gave it to me.
That is
I'm
great.
Going to use it. It's... Awesome. Okay, thank you for watching.
Thanks,
bye,
bro.
Guys.
Love that. Love that so much. Thanks, Mo. What
a Dan
cool...
Dan has a link there. I wonder what it sold for originally.
So this
I'm
is the modern...
I'm every airplane seat to find out which one of them gives
I don't know
you
what
the
is
best
playing.
Experience. Because
get out of here. There we go. So this is the modern day... Sort of. Stuff.
Oh, the modern day version.
Yeah, this is the
it.
Same
oh,
company. Okay. This is just their current
audio
offering.
Box. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But look, they still do drop down and seats and stuff. But I mean,
yeah.
What is so funny is everything in that in Mo's video completely trounced by an iPad. You know, like
oh, absolutely.
Like a $100 used. iPad 2 could blow that thing out of the wall. It's just so insane that how much you needed to just play content. You needed the tape.
Yes.
You needed the tape deck. You needed this crazy monitor. You throw that thing in there. You got to power it up with this, you know, wall thing. I mean, just how amazing. You know, I just loved watching all of that and thinking about. Man, kids today have no idea. No idea. Yeah. And if your parents didn't shell out for that thing, you were just looking out the window or reading a book and getting car sick. so nostalgic. We had a big conversion van when I grew up. Do you know what that is?
No.
Let me see if I can find one. Let me see if I can find one from like 2007. Let me see. Here we go. Okay. This type of car is what we rolled around in mostly as kids. It was like a high top van. So it's a van with like an extension on it. It was not that. It wasn't an RV.
You didn't have a kitchen?
No, we didn't have a kitchen. It was normal. We didn't have those plushy seats. This is like way older than that. Us. But that extended room had a television in it. So we were the lucky kids that had a TV in our car. And Scouts Oh my gosh, because we'd go on big, you know, driving trips to get to our campsites. So we'd have the TV in the car, baby. And it was VHS. And
it was one TV for everybody.
Everybody got one TV. Honestly, this looks so similar to the van that we owned. It was maroon. It was a, it wasn't a GMC. But yeah, let me just search for like 2005. Like honestly, like this is, didn't have those rims. I wish there was an interior here. Let me search for interior. All right, y'all are gonna see how bad I spell interior. There we go. This is a flat screen, but we had a CRT. We had one of the big bulbous CRT screens in there. These are all like modded out and kitted out. Ours was like the suburban version of what you're seeing on the screen. anyway, it just brings me back that that was a great gadget, Mo. That was a fantastic, fantastic gadget.
Incredible.
How can people send in videos?
Okay, so we're looking for a video about anything, any kind of gadget. Like Mo, we love old tech because it's so much fun to see how far we've come. As Chad said, with a tablet today, you can duplicate that in about 5 ounces. Mo said that thing weighed more than 8 pounds.
Yeah.
So a video, anything to do with a gadget, make a little video, 1 to 3 minutes. Make sure it's landscape mode and we can hear you and see the gadget. You can be in it if you want, or if you're shy, have someone, if you're shy, you can shoot the video yourself. Anything, a brand new gadget that you love, a brand new gadget you hate, and our favorite old tech gadgets. Mail at gizwiz.tv. When you upload it to YouTube, there's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted, and that way only people with the URL will be able to see it and send that to us. And if we show it and you live in the U.S. or Canada, you get the current issue of MAD. If you live other places in the world, I will autograph a 40-year-old Alfred E. Newman photo and send you a high-res image to print out wherever you are. Mail at gizwiz.tv. We'd love it if someone new would send in a video. It is so easy. Yes. Just use your phone.
If you're a fan, whip out your phone. It's so fun. Tell your friends about it, that you were on the Gizwiz. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
With that, let's move on to the letter. Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
All right, we have a couple of letters, and actually one of them is from a doctor, and it's sort of, it's fascinating. The first letter was from Jim Doza, who said, saw your segment on the choking life-saving device. Look into lifevac.net. The device has saved over 3,000 lives, and if you use it to save someone, they'll send you a replacement for free. Does it say how much it is?
Yeah, let's go to shop.
Shop.
Shop the bundle. Whee! $180 for two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We went from, what was it, like $7?
Right. My original one was, 70, and then I bought one for $39.95. Anyway, so I'll put that link to that.
Yeah, this is like the professional version. It's also that plunger design, which we kind of made fun of, but honestly, who knows? I would assume they've done the research. That's
okay. Yeah, I thought I'd heard that the plunger design was harder to do on yourself. Well, anyway. The second email is from a longtime fan of the show, Ian Winkler, who's a doctor. He said, hey, Dick and Chad, watch the episode about the anti-choking rescue device. I'm a pediatrician and surprise, also a gadget fan. I'm not familiar with the device you did, but I did a brief Google search to see what I could find. And the FDA says if you choose to use an anti-choking device, use it only after you have tried choking rescue protocols that you already know about, like the Heimlich maneuver and the back slap.
I'm glad you're telling us this. This is good, not misinformation.
Yeah, no, yes, this is absolutely
good, correct information.
Yes, and then there's another link he put into GoodRx, which is I use, and it says that people have trouble using these devices because it's very hard to make an airtight connection with them. Very few people know how to make a seal for suction. First aid experts don't recommend the use of anti-choking devices before doing all the traditional ones.
I see.
So
honestly,
anyway,
yeah, that's a really good point, is your hand or your Heimlich maneuver or whatever,
yes,
is going to be way faster than unzipping, trying to fit all the pieces,
yes, finding
this bag.
Yeah.
Even if you're going fast and nervous because your best friend is choking to death or a customer is choking to death. Yeah, no, I see. This is great information to have, is look for the signs, look and do kind of honestly common sense. First, hit the back, then Heimlich, which hopefully everyone knows. Interesting. Very, very good to know. Very good to know. It seems like it's very inconclusive if these work. So maybe I was maybe should have been a bit more skeptical.
Yes. Before, fortunately for these emails, it seemed like it was going to be a lifesaver and everybody should have one. But now, thanks to Dr. Winkler. Ian, we know, do the old-fashioned ones first. And as I said, I'll put the links to all these articles in the show notes so you can read through them. And I guess you can have both. But remember, the old-fashioned way is the way to start, according to all the articles that we've seen so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, the company wasn't going to let us know that. So thanks for...
That's correct.
For the Gizwiz fans for informing us. I'm trying to imagine a situation and I just like, I'd be at a restaurant and I'd be like, you go get the thing while I try the Heimlich. Like, Heimlich.
Yes.
You know, like maybe we can try this later.
Hello, Amazon. How fast could... Do you have a warehouse across the street from the Pendango restaurant?
Yes. I know you have Prime, but I need RX Prime, okay? Yeah. We got to get this thing right here. Thanks for the letters, everyone. That's great. Also, thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting our show. And also for choosing the theme for the Crappy Corner this month. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. That's our Patreon page where you can support us every single episode. Or you can also head on over to gizwiz.tv. That's our website where you can see all of our past episodes. But there's also a big old Patreon tab at the top of the website. Click on that. And there's a banner that'll take you to our Patreon. Or there's also a tiny little link that'll take you to our PayPal where you can donate via PayPal, especially if you don't want to donate recurring. PayPal's easy. I think you can even set up a recurring in PayPal if you want to do it that way. However you want to do it, thank you, thank you, thank you. Head over to gizwiz.tv to watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. The website will update with a live stream whenever we are live. And I encourage you to head on over there because the chat room is fantastic. A fantastic group of folks chatting along with everybody. And so I highly encourage everybody to join and chat along with the great community we have. And if you miss an episode, they're there on our website, gizwiz.tv. You can head on over to our YouTube channel or our Apple Podcast page. We got all sorts of places you can find us on the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about all the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you ever need to look at that life-saving equipment one more time, you can do it there or get a link back to Amazon or check our show notes. Oh my gosh, we get to know what the heck was it? I forgot. I forgot that this is the episode. I know I just said it a moment ago. Okay, here, I got to close my eyes and scroll to the bottom of the page. Okay, here we are. This was the past gadget. I honestly don't know what this was. My best guess, real guess, is like a bottle opener, like a gripper.
Yeah, okay, okay. That's an excellent guess. It's more than that. I think I have if you scroll. There you go.
Oh.
It is a medicine bottle opener.
Oh my gosh, with a magnifying glass.
The end of it is a magnifying glass,
what?
A 4-time magnifying glass.
Oh my god, so I did not looking notice at it, that.
Yes, we're looking at it from the bottom.
Oh.
And so it is indented so many sides.
Oh, is this a Photoshop, Dickie D? Did you bring this into Photoshop?
No, I just did my Photoshop is Paint.
Yeah, MS Paint on the phone. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Makes
exactly.
sense.
And I just had a blot out. It had the name on it.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
So one person had it exactly,
wow.
But we gave it to everybody who said
funny answers.
Charles Durkin. Medicine bottle opener with magnifier. And then four people just said bottle opener. We gave it to them too.
Yeah, yeah. That was the only thing that made sense was the bottle opener thing.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it before. But we like the funny answers better.
Oh yeah, Devo hat removal tool. I love
great.
That.
That is so funny.
Because the hats looked exactly like that.
Yeah.
Used in jewelry stores to measure your ring size. Vaguely possible. The Japanese hibachi chefs use this to learn how to stack onion rings.
They're like trial onion rings. That's
yes,
really funny, actually.
Yeah, right.
Hey, that's Ian Winkler. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Party time beer guzzler's funnel. A collapsible drink cup. Store in your pocket. And then you would pull it up as you needed it. 3D printed version of a time tunnel. Someone else, a time tunnel that you can use from running from
Stargate
dinosaurs.
Or something? Or what?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know what a time tunnel is, but I guess it does look like a time tunnel.
Yeah. 3D rock tumbler. Foldable hat for optimized fashion.
Optimized fashion?
Yeah. Labyrinth, how do you pronounce it?
Labyrinth, a labyrinth for
labyrinth.
Ants.
Labyrinth for ants.
What is this, a labyrinth for ants?
Interdimensional personal portable port for Smurfs. What is the color? Fancy stadium seating for a flea circus.
Oh, yeah, in the round.
Also like this old-fashioned hearing trumpet. Remember those?
Yeah.
For Grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
And then Mr. and Mrs. Grumby had a successful plastic surgery using this gadget at Play-Doh Memorial Hospital.
Oh my gosh.
From Dan, who might even be in chat. I guess not. He's not. Okay. So the new gadget, the new what the
new
heck
gadget.
Is at the top of the page is that guy.
What the heck is and that?
You have March and April.
Yeah. Well, okay. I hate to give it away so early, but this is clearly a water dish that is capable of zero gravity. I mean, obviously.
Wow. You're good. You are good.
It reminds
Not
me of
at this
things,
game, but you're good.
Those astronauts go around and, well,
yeah.
You know, it's one of those anti-gravity water bowls. Sorry to give it away, folks. So early. You got 2 months of just looking at that and knowing what it is. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in gizwiz.biz, 6 Mad Magazines, or maybe less, because maybe nobody knows what this is. So you really got to get a guess in on this. Double the Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. That's 12 Mad Magazines. That's a total of 18 up for grabs for this month's, 2 months, bi-monthly. Or is that twice a month?
No, bi-monthly. You're right.
Bi-monthly. Every other monthly. Gizwiz.
There you go.
Gadget. What the heck is it? Get on over there and get a guess. And that about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.